Near the village of Ludwigowice in Poland, there's a massive concrete frame atop 12 stone pillars, dozens of feet high. This is part of a World War II bunker site that was abandoned by the Germans when the Soviet forces captured it in 1945. Its function and original contents have not been publicly revealed, but there's ongoing speculation that it was used for the construction and testing of anti-gravitic propulsion craft. The structure is situated atop of Project Reese, the code name for a secret series of tunnels dug by the SS under the Polish countryside. The purpose of this project remains uncertain because of the lack of documentation, and the stone structure's official name from World War II is not publicly known, but some have suggested that it was part of the Honobu program, where German engineers were said to be designing and perfecting saucer-shaped prototype Vril craft with the aim of winning the war for Hitler's Germany. This safely guarded secret, the so-called Wunderwaffe, was a flying saucer named Honobu.
Essig bleibt.
Jawohl.
Wenn der Schubtest abgeschlossen ist, bereiten wir den vertikalen Anstieg vor.
Verstanden, Herr Oberst.
Drehzahl steigt. Halten Sie den Kurs.
Kreis aktivieren.
Leistung steigt 40%.
Zeit läuft. Beobachten Sie die Stabilität.
Much of the UFO sightings during and after World War II can likely be traced to the German scientists and their amazing advances in electro-gravitic propulsion to power wingless or disc-shaped craft. The Battle over Los Angeles was the name given to a World War II event where over 14,000 rounds of anti-aircraft artillery was fired for hours at what was thought to be an enemy aircraft. The LA Times published a photo in its February 26, 1942 edition that showed the object illuminated by searchlights as shells burst around it. Many of these flying saucers from other sightings and leaks appear to bear the sign of the German cross on their outer skin. This is further borne out by numerous articles from the New York Times in which the U.S. soldiers in Europe reported seeing floating metallic spheres flying both alone and in clusters during the war. If the Germans had finished weaponizing these early craft in time, the fate of the world might have been very different. It is said that towards the end of the war, all prototypes of the Honobu craft were ready for mass production. By 1945, they were allegedly evacuated to a German military base for submarines and ships in Antarctica, part of which was annexed and occupied by the Germans since 1938, when they claimed the vast territory called Neuschwabenland in Queen Maud Land. The Nazis established Base 211, a fortified outpost engineered for long-term survival, complete with underground facilities to shield against harsh polar conditions and potential invasions. It was none other than German Navy Grand Admiral Karl Dönitz who said, quote, "The German submarine fleet is proud of having built for the Führer in another part of the world a Shangri-La on land, an impregnable fortress." In the war's final months, U-boats evaded capture to deliver high-ranking officials, scientists, and anti-gravitic prototypes to this secret submarine base established in deep underground caverns below the Antarctic glaciers, ensuring the survival of the Reich's most cutting-edge innovations amid impending defeat in Europe. In fact, over 100 U-boats remained missing and unaccounted for after the war ended. That said, declassified maps from KGB archives, purportedly seized from Nazi records, depict extensive subterranean networks in Antarctica, including tunnels and caverns, predating modern construction, possibly repurposed from ancient structures or natural formations, ideal for hidden bases. These maps align with whistleblower accounts of Nazi engineers using geothermal vents and ice-penetrating drills to create self-sustaining habitats, drawing on wartime innovations in underground factories like those at the Harz Mountains of northern Germany. Central to this scenario is the Vril Society, a secretive occult group active in pre-World War II Germany, blending mysticism with cutting-edge engineering. Drawing from Edward Bulwer Lytton's 1871 novel, The Coming Race, which described an ancient subterranean race, the Vrilia, harnessing a limitless energy source called Vril for anti-gravity propulsion and telepathic control. The society purportedly sought to replicate this through psychic mediumship and interdimensional or extraterrestrial contact. Members, including female mediums like Maria Orsic, claimed to receive blueprints for disc-shaped craft, enabling prototypes with electromagnetic drives that defied conventional physics, harnessing the mythical Vril force, a universal life energy capable of manipulating gravity and electromagnetic fields for levitation and potentially interstellar travel. Drawing from ancient Sumerian, Tibetan, and Vedic lore, these Vril maidens, with their telepathic gifts, allegedly designed early models like the RFZ, Rundflugzeug saucer series, and more advanced Hanabu craft, which achieved Mach speeds and vertical takeoffs through rotating Mercury Vortex engines, far surpassing Allied aeronautics and foreshadowing modern UFO sightings. Deeply intertwined with the Thule Society's Aryan mysticism, the Vril Group's innovations were covertly absorbed into Heinrich Himmler's SS Annenerbe black projects by the mid-1930s, fueling Wunderwaffen initiatives such as the V7 and Die Glocks devices, where Vril schematics enabled the Reich to prototype disc-shaped fighters that reportedly evaded radar and annihilated squadrons in test flights over the Black Forest, ultimately influencing post-war U.S. and Soviet aerospace programs through Operation Paperclip, establishing the Vril Society's role as the unsung architects of humanity's leap into anti-gravitic mastery. This isn't mere fiction. Nazi Germany's documented pursuit of wonder weapons, or Wunderwaffen, included experimental aircraft like the Horten Flying Wing and Victor Schauberger's Vortex engines, which echoed Vril-inspired anti-gravity concepts. By 1945, the Reich collapsed. U-boats such as U-530 and U-977 reportedly transported Vril prototypes, scientists, and elite personnel southward, evading Allied blockades to reach Antarctica. Post-war UFO sightings, starting with the 1947 Kenneth Arnold case, Roswell, and escalating globally, often describe saucer-shaped craft matching Hanabu designs, suggesting these technologies persisted in operational form, possibly refined in isolation. The Vril tech's feasibility is bolstered by modern parallels. Today's experimental drones and electromagnetic propulsion systems, such as NASA's EM drive, hint at suppressed breakthroughs that could have originated from the esoteric research of the Germans, which the US government, influenced by big oil, tries to keep suppressed, as stated by Representative Tim Burchett when recently interviewed by Tucker Carlson.
So many people, as you just said, have had the experience of seeing them in person. Why would they have an interest in hurting those people, calling them crazy,
right,
threatening them, et cetera? So tell us about your experience as you've pushed for more disclosure. What kind of reaction have you received?
I think the arrogance from the federal government, there's a control thing that you see in every aspect of government. Everybody in power wants to keep you out of their little circle of power.
Yeah, of course.
And I think the monetary concern is there. If Could you imagine if they had something that could heat homes in the summer, in the winter, and cool them in the summer, and had zero cost? I mean, it's something that it would put everybody out of business. The war pimps at the Pentagon would have to go out of business. We wouldn't have to be in wars all over the world, which are, if you get down to it, it's a battle oil. It's always a battle oil. And so you've got the greed factor, you got the power factor, and then you got just the arrogance. And the Bible talks about professing themselves to be wise that became fools.
That's right.
And there's nobody in Washington that doesn't think they're wise.
I wonder though, I mean, for sure. So you think there, this is an effort to hide the existence of superior technology because it's a threat to existing industry?
I think that's part of it.
The linchpin event tying these threads is Operation High Jump. In 1946 and 47, a massive Allied naval armada consisting of 4,700 armed personnel, an aircraft carrier, 13 ships, and 33 planes, under Rear Admiral Richard E. Byrd, literally invaded Antarctica, far exceeding any prior polar mission, and officially framed as weather research. Yet, the expedition's abrupt termination after just 8 weeks, amid unexplained losses, including a destroyer and multiple aircraft, fuels reports of combat encounters.
Keep them off the deck!
Target bearing 160, fire!
Hold her steady, keep those guns hot!
They're lifting the freighter, brace for impact!
Helm, hard to port, get us clear!
In a 1947 interview for a Chilean newspaper, Byrd cautioned of enemy aircraft from polar regions capable of pole-to-pole flights at incredible speeds, outpacing conventional defenses. A veiled reference to Vril-derived UFOs. Recent discussions echo this, postulating High Jump as a botched raid on Base 211, where Nazi Vril holdouts, possibly allied with subterranean allies, repelled invaders using advanced anti-gravitic tech and weapons from their base below the ice. The operation's classified reports, only partially declassified, note unidentified aerial phenomena and seismic anomalies consistent with subterranean defenses. This narrative gains plausibility from interconnected historical dots. Nazi occult societies like Thule and Vril influenced high-level figures such as the Anunnaribi, which were scientists involved with researching ancient Aryan artifacts and archaeology that funded expeditions for Aryan origins that doubled as tech hunts in an effort to recover ancient advanced lost technology. World War II U-boat logs confirm anomalous southern voyages, while Antarctica's no-fly zones and restricted sectors enforced by the 1959 Antarctic Treaty obscure potential sites from public scrutiny. If High Jump exposed these secrets, the ensuing cover-up mirroring Roswell's timeline explains the surge in UFO reports as escaped craft probed the skies. In essence, piecing together verified expeditions, suppressed tech pursuits, and anomalous military outcomes paints a coherent picture, a breakaway Nazi enclave, empowered by Vril innovations, endures in Antarctica's depths, its existence shielded by the very isolation that enabled its birth. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon and through all other major book outlets. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description. You can also click on the thanks tab below the video to leave a donation as part of a comment, or if you'd like to ask a question, and I will try my best to reply in a timely manner. I also appreciate any constructive feedback that I get, suggestions on a future video topic, or if you just like to share your thoughts with the community. Please remember to subscribe, hit the notification bell, and check back often. Stay safe, and I hope to see you again soon.